session.
Okay.
All right. We're back in session.
So, Commissioner Udaly, I'm going to support your motion, and I wonder if you'd accept the following findings. That the work was required by code, that the conditions required the improvements, that the improvements are consistent with code and city specifications, and that the improvement charges are calculated as provided by code. Furthermore, that no adjustments are necessary because PBOT has already made an adjustment in the bill. And finally, that the appellant may appeal the determination of counsel to court.
Yes, thank you.
Isn't it great to have a lawyer on the council?
Yeah, so handy.
Good. So I assume that's a friendly amendment. Therefore, it's
those
been
the
forwarded.
Findings.
But you've accepted that as part of your findings, correct?
Yes.
And so Commissioner Udaly has moved. Yes.
If I may, if the council could consider maybe not appeal, but via writ of review to get
via a writ of review.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. So Commissioner Udaly has moved. Commissioner Fritz has seconded with the friendly addition of the comments by Commissioner
the Fish. Findings.
The findings. So those are currently on the table. Any further discussion? Legal counsel, do we require a vote or simply a head nod?
I think at this point, if counsel can just indicate to PBOT if you agree with that.
Let's take a vote just to clarify it. Please call the roll.
Fritz. Well, I have a different perspective from Mr. Walsh. I am very famous for tripping on sidewalks, as my kids will tell you, and I have a scar on my head from tripping in one in Chicago. So I agree with the findings as suggested by Commissioner Fish, and I agree with the Commissioner in Charge of Transportation's motion. And as the mother of three children, it's never been persuasive to me that somebody else has been even naughtier than I have. I think, yes, there are properties all over the city that need to be done, and I appreciate that the Commissioner of Transportation is going to look at a more equitable system other than complaint-driven, but that's the one we have right now, and the complaint was made, the repairs were needed, and that's why I'll be supporting the motion. Aye. Fish.
Mr. Bell received notice of the violations. He chose not to take action. The city, by code, stepped in for him and did the work. The city has now made an adjustment and has given him an itemized bill. I think there's no further requirements under the code that we take further action. Mr. Bell, I believe, is to be complimented for exercising his full appeal rights. This is the first hearing of its kind in my 10 years here, and I guess I heard for 20 years. And I would strongly urge that we take up code language at the earliest convenience of the commissioner in charge to update PCC 1728 so that Mr. Bell and the future Mr. Bells can have the right of a code hearing officer. Aye.
Hardesty?
Thank you. I believe that there may or may not have been adequate notice to Mr. Bell. But I am very concerned that the contractor that the city of Portland chose to go out and do the work did just such a poor job. And I am very concerned that the violation that could have been very minimal is now going to be a big one. Because as you look at the sidewalk currently, the city will be back again asking him to do more repairs. And I do not agree that Mr. Bell should be held financially liable for the repairs that were done so poorly. So I am a no.
Udaly.
As was stated many times, we are looking at the current policies and procedures around this issue. I do have concerns. Today we have to use the rules that are in place. And I would just echo what Commissioner Fish said. And I also want to point out I want to acknowledge how frustrating this experience was for Mr. Bell, acknowledge that the city has a lot of room for improvement in how they handle these situations. I also want to acknowledge, as the mother of a now almost 18-year-old child who uses a wheelchair, that sidewalk repair, maintaining that public asset, and maintaining access and safety is important. I have to walk in the street sometimes in my own neighborhood because of the lack of curb cuts and because of how broken the sidewalks are, and while Mr. Bell's property certainly is not the most egregious violation I've ever seen, it was identified in a larger look at his block face, and this is how we currently conduct it for efficiency's sake. The repairs come with a 3-year guarantee. Now, the photo that Mr. Bell supplied of the gap in the sidewalk, that the ruler is not placed in the exact right spot. It looks like that gap is slightly more than a quarter inch, not nearly half an inch. But I do want to direct my bureau to send someone to the site to inspect all the work that was done. And if there is, in fact, any problem with the work, it will be fixed at no additional cost to Mr. Bell. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
So Mr. Bell has done us a service. He may not feel like he's done us a service, but he has, because he's called out some of the inadequacies and, frankly, even the antiquities in code with regard to the process. But the process today is one that is uniformly enforced across the city. That process is complaint-driven. A complaint was filed. Notification was made. I'm pleased that the Bureau was willing to work with Mr. Bell in terms of waiving the fees. I think that was, in this particular case, an appropriate thing to do. But at the end of the day, until we change the process, and I hope I've stated very clearly, I hope we do change this process. It's not going to work for us going forward, is my suspicion. So I applaud Commissioner Udaly and the Transportation Bureau for taking this up. I thank Commissioner Fish for raising the issue here today. It's an issue and a sentiment that I strongly support. I vote aye. The findings and determination are therefore accepted by the council.
And then, Mayor, the Bureau will need to bring an ordinance back to council for a final vote, because they don't have one here for you today.
Do you need a time certain?
I don't know if you need a time certain, but I do think it just needs to be via ordinance.
Very good. So we are also further directing the Bureau to come back to the City Council with an ordinance that codifies both the findings and determination.
Mayor, within 30 minutes.
Commissioner Fish.
Within 30 minutes. So that Mr. Bell can exercise any other appeal rights that he chooses to.
Very good. Within 30 days. Excellent. We're done.